Jason Smerdon is a paleoclimatologist at Columbia University. It's a job title that befuddles some strangers.
A paleoclimatologist is anyone who studies climates of the past.
Smerdon is interested in the past because it holds significant clues about the global weather events we're experiencing now. He combed through tree ring records from 1,000 different sites all over the world, including Alaska. Some of the records were 2,000 years old, while others were from the turn of the century. He created a kind of timeline, with wetter or drier years reflected in the width of the tree rings. Now, imagine if you could hear that change in the climate model like a song. Smerdon says an increase in human-caused carbon emissions is like the trombone.
He can't quite hear it with all the other instruments when it's playing really quietly, but as it gets louder and louder and more punctuated, we really can pick it out more robustly.
The other instruments are different variables: solar energy, volcanoes, naturally occurring greenhouse gases. But it's the trombone that's blaring through the noise.
The drying regions and the wetting regions that are identified in this pattern become a map for the future as we think about a much warmer world with much higher levels of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere.
Smerdon says, for the most part, the data points to the likelihood of drier places becoming drier and wetter places becoming wetter. And yes, Southeast Alaska has been experiencing a drought recently. But Smerdon doesn't think that's necessarily the new norm.
So the expectation is for precipitation to increase in Alaska by 10 to 20% under business-as-usual scenarios.
That's by the end of this century if nothing changes. Smerdon says a loss of sea ice in the Arctic is one of the things that could contribute to these warmer, wetter conditions. And he cautions, while that might sound like music to some hydroelectric company's ears, it could mean Alaska can expect more seasonal variability and less snowpack, which some reservoirs rely on. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.